Welcome to Taste the Word with Fanny Meyburg. Let us get a taste of God's Word. I greet you on this Friday morning. Someone once said, live like every day is a Friday. Yes, the week is behind us. Only one more day, then it is weekend. This morning I want to speak to you about available time. Hebrews 3 verse 14 up to verse 19 says, for we have become participants in Christ if we hold firmly until the end the reality that we had at the start. As it is said today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who heard and rebelled? Wasn't it all who came out of Egypt under Moses? With whom was God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were unable to enter the promised land because of unbelief. You know, as I study the Bible, I come to the conclusion that in God's timing, there is a time of grace, there is the right time, and then there is the available time. And that I want to speak to you this morning about, the available time of God. You know, God gave the Israelites all the time that they need to obey him, to take hold of the promise, the promised land, their own country. The promise is their own agricultural land. The promise is their own houses, to build their own legacies with their own government, with God as their king. They lived in a time of grace. They touched the water of the Jordan. They ate some of the fruit of the promised land. They experienced God's right time. But they missed the promised land. Why? Because God's available time ran out. For them, there was not another time. There was not a time of grace. There was not another right time. Because God's available time has run out for them. Friends and family in Christ, let us not harden our hearts. You know, the prophet said, today is the day of salvation. Today is your day. Make use of God's available time in your life. Let us pray together. Lord, today I make use of your available time. I dedicate my life to you. Let me use the time of grace and the right time that you give to me. Give me spiritual, emotional and physical strength to take hold of your promises over my life. Amen. Blessings for this weekend. Until we speak again next week.